Here we are in our fourth week of the Water Use It Wisely campaign. And it's, you know, water use is important all the time, but the heat's on and here it comes, and we need to be extra careful about using water wisely. And one way we like to educate people is we partner up with Water Use It Wisely. And this year we're using the Drab to Fab contest to kind of get people aware again and thinking about water. I'm speaking with Eileen Dunn. She's a water resource analyst for the City of Surprise, and she's the coordinator for the Water Conservation Program. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
Oh, good. I'm sure everybody's anxious to get outside and figure out what's going on in their yard. Eileen, tell our viewers, or not our viewers, but our listeners, about the Drab to Fab campaign.
This is the second year we're running it, and basically it's for people in Maricopa County. If you're interested in having your backyard designed and renovated by professionals, we have a $9,000 prize, and you can sign up and apply to win the prize. You have to go to ABC15/water, and you'll see the sign-up information and details of the program right there. So it's pretty exciting, and there's pictures of the last year's winner, and so it's pretty cool. It's a lot of money, actually, to make your backyard very nice and water conscious.
We just never get enough of that, and that's an inspiring website, I have to say. Those videos are really, really helpful if you're thinking about trying to get your yard redone. Now, the thing I love about Water Use It Wisely is they're all about education, and you have such wonderful free resources. Eileen, tell us about the Handy Toolkit.
The Handy Toolkit is if you're a DIY kind of person. In this case, it's referring to do-it-yourself yard design and installation of xeriscape or low water use plants, however you want to put that. And basically, these guides are they're really well done, really well laid out. You've got xeriscaping with style and landscape plants in the Arizona desert, and that basically lays out the seven principles of xeriscape, and it shows great pictures and examples of xeriscape yards, sample design plans, and it goes through the eight steps of planning and designing your low water use backyard design. The other guide that we have is Landscape Plants for Arizona, and it's really like a plant encyclopedia. There's all kinds of pictures of various plants, trees, and shrubs, see what they look like when they're matured, how big they are. There's different details about them, like when they bloom, the colors, types of wildlife they attract. Of course, if you're going to design and do your own backyard, you want to make sure you call the Blue Stake people if you're going to do any digging, and check with your local city's permit office in case there's some requirements there that you want to be aware of.
They are a wonderful resource, and they are just beautiful books. High gloss, wonderful photography, great, great resource for the DIY person. Now, I mean, what if somebody doesn't want to do it themselves?
If you don't want to do it yourself, you can always hire a pro. And, you know, there's some good tips on the website if you're interested in doing that. First thing you want to make sure is that they're licensed with the Registrar of Contractors and that they have insurance and they've kept up with their requirements as far as that goes. Another important thing in this case is you want to go to the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association website. I think that's ALCA.org. And that has a list of certified professionals in the area as far as xeriscaping. And these people have had extra training and they really have gone the extra mile to show that they're very aware and interested in these conservation techniques and installations for what they do and how to maintain your landscape after if they're going to continue to maintenance it. They really have a great website, too. It discusses what the contractors go through to actually become certified through them. And they're the only professional organization of the type in Arizona. So definitely a good thing. I mean, this is an investment in the future. You want to protect your investment. You don't want any damage done to what you do have. Could be irreversible. And if they're registered and they have insurance and everything, you've got some protection from that sort of thing. It's always a good thing to do.
Landscaping is an investment, and it does involve a good amount of dollars. So you want to make sure that you do it right. You get someone who's reputable, and you'll be able to find them when you're done with the job. So, Eileen, if somebody wants to find you, how would they get started?
Go to the website, waterusitwisely.com.
And once again, that link for the contest.
The link for the contest is ABC15/water.
Great. Hey, thank you for joining us today, Eileen.
Thank you for having me. And remember, responsible water use, it's a critical part of living in the desert environment.
Water, use it wisely. What a great resource. You've heard us in the Landscape and Gardening Hour talk about that for years and years and years. And it is a great resource that's there available to you, the Arizona homeowner, for free.
Water, enough to use, not enough to waste, right? Did I get that right? Is that their byline? We have the Rosie.
Pretty close. Something like that.
Something like that. We have
something like that.
We have the Rosie on the House challenge that we've thrown out to the Arizona homeowners over the last year and a half that we're all trying to cut our water consumption by 10%. And I want to tell you, if you aren't significantly ahead of that for this year, then you haven't been trying. Because my sprinkler system, I know at my house, was turned off from before Christmas, and it wasn't turned back on till about Easter. So my lawn required no irrigation for 3.5 months. Our water bill right now is we've saved about 60%. Because you just got to be, you got to be paying attention. We're all just trying to save 10%.
What kind of irrigation system do we have? Our is it programmable?
Yes.
Is that what you have? Is it a smart one? Like a
no. It's no smarter than the user. So it's severely limited.
Well, one of Water Use It Wisely's suggestions last week was to do a smart one.
Yes.
That tells. I'd be curious to see how well those work.
Yeah. It decides whether or not it really needs the water. So you never see sprinklers pop up while, you know, it's a downpour.
Raining.
Yeah. So you should be well ahead of the 10% goal at this point. That's all of you listening for sure. Because, boy, we've saved just in our house, we've saved thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of water. And everything looks fine.
Well, and as the county grows, it's going to be more and more important.
Ooh, man.
To do it well, to do it right.
And speaking of Las Vegas, they're in bad water trouble. You know, thank goodness for the forefathers of Arizona doing all they did to ensure. Arizona, as far as water supply, is in a really pretty darn good situation.
Yeah, Jay has a great point. He's like, you know, we've got to take the initiative to be responsible or they're going to start regulating it.
Yeah, that's right.
Regulate ourselves the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Mother's Day edition of Rosie on the House. And I want to tell y'all, I teased you with this just a minute ago. In the next half hour, we're going to bring my mom in, Baby Kay. And we're going to be talking about Mother's Day type things, about like things you can do, primarily in the kitchen. Because that's kind of where Mama Kay shone. That's where y'all know her the best as the founder and head chef at Baby Kay's Cajun Kitchen.
That's her love language.
You know what? That's what I was looking for. That's exactly what I was looking for. Because as I was growing up, we would be playing out in the deserts around our house. Because at that time, the house was kind of right out in the middle of the desert.
That was Shea, and that was the middle. That was the end.
I mean, it was way out there, and we'd be all sweaty and hot, and you know, having dirt clawed fights and forts, and climbing through dirt and trees and. Then all of a sudden, about 1:30, the guy says, hey, do you think your mom would make us sandwiches?
And she didn't just make sandwiches.
Yeah. Even her sandwiches were better than anybody else's in the neighborhood. So we'll be back with Baby Kay in the next half hour. Stay tuned. Mother's Day edition of Rosie on the House.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.